Hello, and welcome back to Live, Laugh, Stuck. I am Jackie, a.k.a. Jax. I sounded really like a radio DJ there. Not like really, really, but I was definitely edging into it. Speaking of edging, what?
What? Wait, hold on.
Hold on. No, we can't take the intro again and have that be what happens.
No. Finish the thought. Speaking of edging, what?
No. You started this sentence. It's your job to end it.
I don't know. I just started it. It just sounded funny, and then my brain didn't finish it.
Oh my god.
We're edging this fucking podcast starting.
Wait, hold on. I got it, okay? Can I do it?
Yeah.
Speaking of edging, here's a non sequitur. The first one today is...
Fuck my life.
Honestly, that may as well be how we start this at this point.
Yeah, it's been over 15 minutes since we've started recording.
Has it really? Oh my god.
Yeah. It's been 16 minutes and 13 seconds.
What's wrong with
according
us?
According to OBS. let me count the ways.
Yeah. Anyway, it's more shipping. Let's get into shipping.
It's more shipping. Yes.
It's shipping time.
Is Dave and Terezi is socially unacceptable art?
D.
Yeah.
That's not a ship name.
It's not a ship name. Also, the art that they make together isn't even, like, that socially unacceptable most of the time.
Right.
Dave, is this you?
Right. The art that, depending on society, I feel like the art that Dirk and Caliborn make is more socially unacceptable.
It's true.
Like to cherub society.
I mean, at least that one has baby eating in it.
Yeah. the art that Dave made with Carcat, if we want to stretch the definition of art being made together, that was more socially unacceptable.
That qualifies, I think. Right, yeah, that's right. Art.
Yeah.
Yeah, D, we move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Socially unacceptable art gets a D. Is that enough time? Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good for you?
Here we are with Tavros and Aridin as Surf and Turf. I don't get it.
I mean, because Surf and Turf is like the name of, like, usually it's like shrimp and steak.
Oh, yeah. So it's a food name.
It's a food name. Yeah, it's a food name.
Okay.
One of the more clever food names, but
yeah. I can at least accept. I can appreciate that there is a pun here, in some way.
Yeah, and like technically, it does make the most sense with Tavros versus any of the other land dwellers, because it is traditionally
it's because bull and fish, right? Like, I can accept that as the joke.
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying, like, sometimes Surf and Turf is chicken, but I think that's weird.
Looking it up.
We do an obnoxious amount of research for these.
Yeah, this is why this is our third episode and it's not going to be finished this time.
The first thing that comes up is a picture of a steak and just, like, a whole-ass live lobster.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing, too. At fancier places, or, like, you know, Red Lobster. But at, like, cheaper places, it's, like, some popcorn shrimp, right?
what's this worth? No, what's this rated?
I don't know, like a C.
C. C's fine.
Yeah, okay. Once again, throwing Aridin out to the sea. I don't know. I'm also filled with bad jokes today.
That's fine.
Makes it more interesting. Speaking of interesting, Equius and Dirk as sex bots.
It's pretty straightforward.
It is very
doesn't
straightforward.
Doesn't imply Dirk fucks his bots, though. Which, you know, he's all alone in that apartment in the fucking future. So, maybe.
He'd never let us know, though.
He would never.
He would never.
It'd be a dirty little secret he'd take to the grave.
He fucked yep. Robot before sending it over to Jake. It's like indirect kiss.
You're so right.
An indirect kiss over time and space.
You're so right, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, and I hate it.
As long as it's hated equally.
Anyway, ignoring the dynamic and focusing entirely on the name.
How can we ignore the dynamic when we're talking about a ship name? That's half the way we rate ship names.
I suppose. Okay, ignoring your dirty Dirk Jake propaganda in this Dirkwius moment that we're trying to have.
I don't even like Dirk Jake. That's a little bit of a lie. Sex bots.
I am so uncompelled by it, if I'm being frank.
Yeah.
Like,
it's...
Realistically, I understand that this probably deserves a C, right? But I'm feeling so rude about it today that I don't want to give it more than a D.
I think it's a very ironic name that Dirk would come up with, but it's... I think even he gets tired of it after a while.
I think I found a second layer to this.
Okay.
What if we take a bot as not robots?
What do you mean?
Oh, like the chat bots that...
That too!
I was thinking like the chat bots bro
but
has.
I don't really know about Dirkside. I don't have a good feeling for this. Equius wants to be fucking dominated.
So bot as bottom?
Yes.
That's a stretch.
That's a bit of a stretch. I can't
that's
give
a,
that
that's
to
a
you.
Big stretch.
That's fine.
You're getting me there with the chat bots, but then that's more of a bro thing than a Dirk thing, as far as we know.
But how can you say that when the AR is an entire ass thing?
Well, yeah, but Dirk is specifically not into the fact that AR and Roxy do sexy chats.
You know, that's
explicitly
fair.
Against that.
Dirk, please don't use my AI bots for porn, Strider.
Yeah. Please don't use the copy of my brain for heterosexual sex.
D?
Weird. D? Yeah, D works.
All right, Sexbots gets a D. All the D's they want. Except... I don't know.
That's fine.
Nepeta and Gamzee as Dark Pernival.
I was about to say, I'm not saying any of these. I'm already risking enough with the way my fucking cough decided to
it's
come off.
It's gross to say.
Pernival? Yeah, it's just not as, I don't know. Carnival just doesn't lend itself that well to a purr cat pun.
Yeah, because, like, Pernival is not... Like, that's not really even a good portmanteau since it only shares the R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty bad. I can't lean into this at all.
No.
F?
F. I can agree with F. I think that...
Okay.
I think that D would be fine, but like I said, I'm feeling mean today. F is great.
Okay. I was going to say D, so you're the tiebreaker.
F. Let's go.
Okay.
Get out of here.
The Dark Pernival gets an F. Ooh, that was even worse to say.
Right?
Ugh. I don't get this one.
Huh? Eridan and Feferi as half-life.
Because he gets cut in half.
Because he gets cut in half and she's life. God. Right. Okay.
Oh,
but,
no.
But, like, half-life has a very specific meaning that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, nothing to do with the video game, nothing to do with what an actual half-life is.
Yeah.
I replayed some of Half-Life recently, and I won't have it disrespected like this. F.
I played some Half-Life 2, and I was just not
This is the mean episode. Half-Life gets an F.
Yeah.
Carcat and Nepeta as Car Kitten.
This is familiar. Do we already have this, or do we have, like, Car Kitty or something?
Okay, Car Kitty is a generic thing that, like, a lot of fans who write this ship will have her call him, which is also counter to the comic where she says that she doesn't make cat puns out of his name except sometimes Car Cat to herself privately because it's so obvious.
Well, then we have to rate this an F, right? I mean, if the shipper won't do names like this.
Did she never say Car Kitty? In the entire series?
No, I'm, like, pretty sure that it's just non-existent. It's a fan creation.
Okay, alright.
Like, I will go find the bit in that walk-around where she says she doesn't make puns out of his name.
No, that's fine. Like, I believe you. We've already established in a previous episode that occasionally, my memories of, like, fan works and the official canon get a little bit muddled.
Totally.
While Dami and I are in the process of rereading it at different points in time.
Yeah.
This actually isn't even something that I've recently seen, because it's not until Murderstuck, which we haven't gotten to yet. It's something that I know from back when I was in the roleplay days, because that was how you could tell which Nepeta roleplayers were, like, really committed to the bit. And nice. Not just, like, doing the cat girl thing.
Nice. My god. Okay.
That's good.
It's very good. This ship, on the other hand, is very bad. Well, not the ship. The name.
Well, the ship is adorable. The thing, is I will rate it as an F if, like, for sure Nepeta said in canon that she would not do a name like this.
She did. I'll have to take a minute to pull it up, but I can tell you for sure that that is a thing
okay.
She said.
Then yeah, to me it's an F.
Alright, F. Wrong, F.
Wrong, yeah, F. Car Kitten gets an F. For F. I'm gonna stop trying to do that.
Only do it when you've got a good one. Alright. Eridan and Roxy as White Wixards.
I don't like this. What is it?
I don't really either.
It's because, okay, they're both wizard fans, right? And then you've got Eridan with his whole white science stuff, right? And then,
oh, I forgot that it was, like, called white science?
Yeah. No, it's explicitly, he's all like, yeah, it's my white science, right?
I miss that. The fucking white supremacist vibes just shot up. Like, they were already pretty high before, you know? But I forgot that he said that.
He sure does call it white science.
Yeah,
it's rough. But, and then also Wixards, because Roxy, she's so drunk in typos all the time. Get it?
Yeah. And X is just right next to Z on the keyboard, so somebody just did that. Somebody
like
just said, what's the easiest typo to make? I don't like it.
I don't like it. F.
I still say D.
What does Dobby say?
I say D because it's not wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, adds a racial element on it, you know? Like, since it's not obvious what the white is referring to.
But, like, white, like, okay, like, I get what you're saying, and, like, there's certainly issues with the whole concepts of, like, white and black magic in general, right? But, like, yeah. The white science joke is, like, because of, like, white magic, white mages, well, like, Final Fantasy type shit. Right?
I get that.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying the racial about white magic versus black magic, but I think if you're just saying, yeah, look at those white wizards. I don't know. Maybe it's just because Homestuck and Hussey have such bad racial shit.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
I get it. Fine. I definitely don't think that's what's being implied here.
No, for sure, for sure, for sure. It just should have been thought of. But no, I don't hate it that much. I'm fine with a D. Okay. I am stretching that in my head because that's what I first thought of when I saw this. But.
Yeah, White Wizards gets a D.
Wixards.
See, what? Okay, how would your vote change if there were some double W's in here?
Maybe.
Doesn't matter. It's still a D.
Yeah.
As Tavros and Terezi, as Dragonfly.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big fan.
I'm not a fan of this. Like, I get it.
It would make a little bit more sense if it was Rufio or the Summoner instead of Tavros. But it's still bad.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah, it's especially without, like, I almost feel like this would be better with the addition of Vriska in here, because she is the one that said, fly, pupa, fly. And then pushed him off a cliff.
Yeah. That's also the moment that she says, adios, Torridor. I looked that up later. Or Torrisnor.
Yeah.
Well, she calls him Torreasnor ages before that, too.
I know, but we were specifically talking about the phrase adios, Torreasnor.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, I hate having such, like, a string of bad, but...
Sometimes it's just a string of bad.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's
I get
good.
It. I get it, but I don't like it. It's a D.
It's a D, yeah.
Yeah.
Dragonfly gets a D. It's John and Nepeta as teacupcakes or teacupcakes. Teacup-cakes.
I have to imagine that this was made before Act 6, or else that would be Jane instead of John.
I mean, John still does have a lot of link to cakes, although it's more...
But he fucking hates cakes.
Antagonistic, yeah.
Yeah. So
this sucks.
Also, yeah. This does suck. Also, why teacup?
Because her land.
Land of little cubes and tea.
To make it LOL okay. Cat. Yeah.
Okay, got that.
But yeah, I was saying, Dami, that it would be better if it was Jane instead of John. But I assume this was made pre X6.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah.
I would be sold on this as a Jane Nep thing.
Yeah. D.
But as what is, F? Yeah, like a D.
Yeah, still D. Teacupcakes gets a D. This run sucks, guys.
Look, we've been mean. We've been pretty mean historically.
I think this round has just sucked so far. I don't think we've been overly harsh.
Yeah.
Like, we'll find shit that we like, just it hasn't been yet.
The Christmas spirit has infected us and we all hate it.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's funny. Never mind.
Tavros and Aridin as Legless Love. This... Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's not good.
Yeah, it's just alliteration, not like a reference to anything, right?
Well,
I mean, it's
the fact that they don't have legs, but I mean, like, the phrase legless love isn't, like, a play on some other phrase. It's just alliteration.
Don't think so.
Oh, Yeah, I probably. Somebody will correct us. What, C?
Yeah. Yeah, I can give a C.
Yeah.
Okay. Legless. Why does everything with Aridin get the C? This one's also very funny.
Kanaya and Aridin saw right through you. And hey, I'm going to take a hard line stance on this one as an A.
I'll agree. I was thinking B, but I'll bump up to A.
I was also thinking B because this is it's a bit wordy, but god damn it, is it funny? Is this so really good?
It's very funny.
Okay, yeah, I'll go to an A. Saw right through you gets an A.
You might disagree, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Kanaya and Gamzee as Grapevine. And this I cannot tolerate.
I don't...
Is it? I think it's just colors.
It's just food. It's just food.
Wait, it's just colors, though. Like, it's not... It's just...
Yeah.
There's nothing here that says these two characters in particular. Like, they're not absolutely gossips. Not.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe Kanaya, but not Gamzee.
I was about to say... Yeah.
Kanaya is a gossip.
Yeah.
Gamzee, probably the best secret keeper in Homestuck, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, quite explicitly, he does paint out that whole book with Equius's blood.
Yep. Yeah.
F?
F.
F. Grapevine's an F.
The psionic and the condus as literal shipping.
Very good.
Very good. This is for me, this is an A.
This is an A. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
An
yeah,
A.
Yeah.
This is very good. Which one's better? Which one's better? Literal shipping or
I'm in love with my car.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, did we already do that one?
Oh no.
We did already do that one.
Okay. Which one's better?
Literal shipping is just shorter, which to me makes it
literal shipping more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just smoother.
Okay, yeah. You're right. Literal shipping gets an A.
We're really going easy on these comedy ones, guys.
I thought this was the mean one. You can't say we're going too easy and we're the mean episode. We're just doing off of vibes. It's got nothing to do with being mean or easy.
Solix and Equius as hardware software.
I mean...
Is this a reference to something, or is this just two words smashed together?
I think it's just two words smashed together because, I mean...
Because Solix does programs and Equius does robots. Yeah.
It is Equius is the hardware and Solix is the software, just by their skill sets.
I don't know. I just want to make innuendos out of these. If it doesn't come across immediately as a reference to something, I'm like, does it fit as an innuendo? And I'm like, yes, it does. Equius is hard. And Solix is flaccid. He can't get it up.
Okay, but that's
I mean,
not...
I was just going to go with, like, hard boy and soft boy.
Oh, I said innuendo.
Now, come now. That's not fair. We don't know through canon that Solix has erectile dysfunction.
Okay, well, if one of them's hardware and one of them's software... One of them's gotta.
Could be Equius, you don't know.
It doesn't make sense with the other... I'm just saying, if I look at this as a whole picture, the innuendo's in there, Solix can't get it up. It's because he has two dicks, and it's just not enough blood supply.
Okay. I buy your explanation, and still make this a D.
Yeah, I'm good with D.
I have extra knowledge in this particular subject that I'm not going to give. You'll have to pry it out of me.
Oh,
hardware software gets a D.
Pry.
Wait, no, hold on. No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Podcast over until you tell me.
Okay. Do you remember a blog called I Fucking Love Science from
absolutely.
Long time ago?
It's still on Facebook.
Right, but it's bad now.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
A long time ago, they did a really in-depth story of a guy with two dicks. And they went really in-depth into his sex life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to recount a lot of it here. But at least from this one anecdotal story, having two dicks does not diminish prowess.
To be fair, Solix is a troll. We don't know how that anatomy works.
Yeah.
But, I guess good to know.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Did we ever say what this is?
Well, D. I think we all said
D.
Me and Jack said D, and then you decided you had expertise.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Hardware, software gets a D. Maybe two. Who knows?
I should hope there's at least two.
I can't believe you're transphobic, dummy.
Shit. Fuck. God damn it.
Got you.
Dave and Aradia as Time Warp.
Is it just because that's a time phrase, or is there?
I think so.
They do constantly keep doing the time warp again.
They do,
and again,
but that's any time player pair.
Also, both of these people pretty explicitly stop doing the time warp again and again and again.
Yeah,
yeah.
One of them to usher the dead, and one because the denial of the hero's call. And then it stayed denied. Mostly.
Is there a line in that song about them stopping doing the time warp?
Nope.
Or is it just all about going? I only know the one line.
It's Rocky Horror. Why would there ever be a line about stopping about anything?
That's from Rocky Horror?
Yes!
Yeah! You didn't know that?
No!
Yeah. That's from Rocky Horror.
My experience with Let's Do the Time Warp Again is from Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series.
That's so funny. No, it's a Rocky Horror. Wait, okay, have you seen Rocky Horror then?
Yes, but I didn't care about it, so it just it's gone. All memory of it is gone.
Yeah, no, this is a Rocky Horror thing.
Yeah.
Does that have any implications with the ship?
Not really.
I think so.
Okay. Didn't think so.
Unless they're both, you know, transvestites from Transylvania.
Sweet transvestites from transsexual Transylvania?
Yeah. It's been a while since I watched it.
I'm a trans femme. I'm legally obligated to know the entire line by heart.
That's true. That's true. The second you post online that you're trans femme, they, send you the paperwork.
Yeah,
and
fuck.
The movie. That is a perk to being trans femme, is you do get a free copy of the movie. What are we rating this?
D, technically right, but uninspired. Uninteresting.
Yeah.
This could be pair of characters. Any pair of time characters.
Yeah.
It could be me and Dave.
It could be you and Dave.
Have you ever time warped?
It could be.
No, but I am a time player. So yeah, one day.
You had that time warp in your that one D&D campaign, right?
Oh yeah, no, there was. Yeah, no. For a little while, there was a god tier time player version of me running around my D&D campaign selling magic items.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the loose... if that makes you in this ship, it makes me in this ship, because behind me, there's the entire Doctor Who set of the Time War audio dramas.
Like, but did you play?
Did you personally?
Yeah, is your character in there?
No.
Then it doesn't count. Hold up.
It counts for me. Because it was literally me.
Also, so far on my Homestuck polls, that accounts for 9.3% out of 1,371 votes of Time Players could be in this ship. How many is that, Justin?
I don't know. I've already forgotten the numbers that you just said.
Look, think can we just rate the thing a D and move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Time Warp gets a D.
Nepeta and Terezi as cardiac arrest.
I think it's cute.
Okay.
It is a little bit cute. I don't 100% get it.
I get arrest from Terezi.
Right.
Where does cardiac come into this?
Heart.
Oh, because she's a heart player.
Heart player.
Okay. All right. The doors are opening to me.
Okay.
To see how incredibly lame this is. It's a D.
It's no. At least a C. Come on.
I think it's a little bit cute. I do think it's a. I think it's like on the border between C and D.
No. Okay. C. Fully C.
I can accept a C.
Cool.
Okay. Cardiac arrest gets a C.
You sound so disappointed about it.
Because I was thinking a B, but then that was immediately out of the question.
No, that was 1,000% wrong.
Ah, of course. Terezi and Briska as Scourge Cest.
I'm saying, Homestuck makes everything incest. These two aren't related outside of how all trolls are related to each other. But because they're called the Scourge Sisters, it gets called Scourge Cest because Homestuck is the incest fandom.
Yeah.
It does frustrate me to have this ship be incest baiting me and then not deliver.
Yeah, it's like those Genshin Impact boys who everyone says are related, but they're not.
Blood Brothers is a different thing than Brothers by Blood. Like, that's not... I just hit my mic. I'm sorry again.
That's fine.
For causing you more work.
How dare you.
Yeah. I mean, like, Homestuck can get away with it a little bit more because, like, everybody is related.
Yeah, like, canonically, all trolls are incest related. But
Except for these specific... Like, these 24 trolls are not related because they were all fucking cloned or whatever.
That's true.
No, these are the alpha kids. They fucking... None of them are related. Some of the before us trolls are related. We don't know who. We didn't see the ectobiology process.
Right.
Wait, okay. Sorry, I am going to pause the podcast.
Okay.
So some of the before us trolls are related?
Okay, so... Follow me on this, right?
I'm trying.
Well, because everybody's made from pairs, some of them have to be related in some form or another, but we don't see it, so we don't know who.
Yeah, so the post-scratch kids, right, the alpha kids, they're the ones who get to be
I just went through all that.
Yeah, what?
I finally understood that for the first time and explained it on a podcast episode.
Yes, no, I'm very proud of you. I did listen to that recently. I am like getting us there at the baseline so that I can explain the thought process with the trolls, right?
Sorry, you listened to it recently? Because I just did that in the most recent one.
Oh, I thought you started talking about it in the episode that I just started editing. Maybe we just talked about it offhand.
I did mention it offhand. Sorry.
Anyway, so the alpha kids, none of them are related to each other. They're post-scratch. They get their genes recombined to make the beta kids, making some of the beta kids related. These are the post-scratch trolls.
Yeah.
So logic stands that they are all not related to each other, and then when Karkat did the ectobiology, they got their genes recombined somehow to make the Beforestrals.
Yeah, I guess we don't see any Karkat doing any ectobiology. We just see all the little troll babies.
It's because we don't see Karkat do the ectobiology process. It is impossible to know which of the Beforestrals are related. That's all a matter of your headcanon.
Secret incest. It's kind of like how if you don't do the DLC for Fates, you can have an incest chip and have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Fates is so funny.
Fire Emblem Fates is the funniest shit in the world.
It's like you have, like, the siblings you grew up with, but you're not blood related. You have the siblings you think you're blood related to, but you're not. And then you have what seems to be, like, a canonical obvious ship for a male Corrin. That's the incest ship in DLC.
And you just don't learn that she's your cousin until you do the DLC.
Right. Very funny. Anyway, secret Dancester incest is my new passion.
Yeah, I hope you can take that into the world and enjoy it.
Yeah.
As for Scourgecest, we should talk about our actual opinions on this ship name now.
I don't like it. Because these are explicitly two people who can't, two trolls who cannot have cest. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. The only person Vriska is related to is Vriska and her own descendants. Which we only know one of them. I say no. I say get this shit out of here.
This,
as far as I'm concerned, F. Scourgecest
gets an F.
I will. I don't really think it deserves above an F, but I will champion for D just because it is one of those classic names.
Okay, I hear you, but I also think that if this name started coming back into like public use, it would get so much hate, right?
And I see that is the opposite of arguing me away from a D.
Ugh. No, I agree. I'm just saying, I don't think that this is, like...
It's not a good
Like, it's not iconic anymore, because I don't think that people would use it widely, right? Yeah. I think it was at one point iconic, but I think it's lost that privilege.
It has, but not through, like... Not because people just decided it was a bad ship name from, like, obvious merits. But yeah...
Well, that's what we're here for, is to decide that it's a bad ship name from obvious merits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not 100% true, but I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to die. This is not a hill I will die on. I'm not going to Brennan Lee Mulligan this shit. I'm fine with F, is what I'm saying.
How do you think Brennan Lee Mulligan would rate this?
I think if... Listen, I'm not saying he would rate it high. I'm just saying if you said... you need to argue that this is a D, he would convince you.
He would at least try, and I don't think it would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scourgecest gets an F.
Karkat and Nepeta as cat shipping.
Do we automatically just... rate any, like, cat pun between Karkat and Nepeta as an F because Nepeta explicitly canonically doesn't do it.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah?
This is the one that she explicitly sometimes does on occasion because it's so obvious.
That's fair.
I still think it doesn't get above, like, I don't know, D or a C because it's, like, still not obviously Karkat.
Yeah, it's uninspired, I believe, taking your word from earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. D's fine.
Yeah, cat shipping gets a D.
Aridin and Roxy as scarf shipping.
We've been getting a lot of X shipping. We got the literal shipping, we got the cat shipping, now we get the scarf shipping.
It's fine.
It's fine. You need to put Mom in here, and Dad Egbert in here.
It's true. You make a good point.
I think you need both moms in here, because doesn't Roxy... Yeah, so you need to put Rose, mom and mom, because Roxy gets hers from Rose, right? From
Yeah,
from
they get her they mom. Get their scarves from each other.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to put all of the Lalans in here. And Dad Egbert.
So this is one that you think would apply to just multiple pairings so we can get rid of it?
No, yeah. I think this should be not just multiple pairings. I think it needs to be all of them. If we're going to do scarf shipping, it's all these scarves.
Okay. In fairness, okay, in fairness, Dad Egbert makes sense to not be here because that's Mom's scarf.
Yeah, but he holds on to it for 13 years.
You make a good point.
I think after 13 years, you get into the scarf club.
If anything, scarf shipping should just be Mom and Dad because...
The scarf is so core to their ship.
If it is going to be just two characters, it should be Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, so F wrong?
F wrong. I mean, not wrong, but wrong enough.
Wrong enough for an F.
Yeah. Yeah, scarf shipping gets an F. I don't care what Jax has to say. Because you didn't cast your vote.
That's fine. I don't care to argue anything above. Hey, you're the Jane Cat shipper, right?
I am the Jane Cat shipper. Carcat and Jane as crab cakes.
I just want crab cakes, you know?
Yeah, fair. I've seen this one before. It is a food one. It's kind of lame, but it works.
Yeah.
It's not like based off their colors, right?
Yeah.
It's not just like peanut butter and jelly. Like, it's still a food name, but it's at least a little bit above colors, like lemon and blueberry.
Yeah.
I want to say C, because I think that this name actually really works, right? Like, it's pretty clear who it's talking about. But I also recognize that I'm probably biased towards any content for these two.
Yeah, any Jane Cat.
So please feel free to disagree.
No, I'm good with a C.
Okay, that's fine. I would definitely go lower, but not enough to outweigh you two.
Yeah, it works because it's crab cakes C.
Yeah. Crab cakes gets a C.
Gamzee and Roxy is Wonk Honk.
This, I like it a lot. This is at least a B for me, if not an A.
It's fun to say, Wonk Honk.
It is.
It's them core. It sounds like it could be an innuendo that no one else outside of the two of them would understand.
Okay, look. Yeah. Here's the thing. You're gonna hate this, Jax.
Will I?
Yes. I actually like this. I like this a lot. But it does have real "I'm sorry" energy, and that kind of brings it down.
Ah, well, does it? It's just higher for me. I don't see how it has "I'm sorry" energy. Sorry,
I don't really
"I'm
either."
Sorry energy. But I mean, I loved "I'm sorry," as Justin knows. I don't know if you watched the video, Dami.
Nah, I did see, because Justin showed.
Oh yeah, Justin posted it in the chat, yeah.
I think that this is just charming because it's fun to say, but it does fit them as well. So I'm comfortable with like a B, maybe an A.
This is...
Roxy say this as soon as she met Gamzee, though.
Yeah. That's the thing. I feel like this is very close to something that Roxy would say, because I almost want to turn it around. I almost want to make it a honk wonk. Because that's somehow funnier
honk
to me.
Your wonk if you wonk my honk, you know what I mean.
Okay, now we're writing fanfic. All right. B? A?
B? B?
Yeah, I said I was good for an A, but B is also fine.
Okay. Wong Kong gets a B, I guess.
Cool.
Still very funny. Wong Kong.
Wong Kong.
Tavros and Vriska as Spider Bowl.
Like,
uninspired.
It is. I don't know why my brain is like checking the good box in my head, because I don't think it's good. Maybe I don't even think I've seen it a lot. But something about this is familiar and good in my head, and I'm not happy with it. I feel like I've been infected by a mind virus. It's like,
I know what it is.
In D&D, when someone like mind controls you and you just like have to do whatever because the DM said you're mind controlled now.
I'll tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's because I think your brain is recognizing this as like a good joke because it has a roughly similar vocal tenor to Spider Bitch, which like is a term that you have a lot of positive connotations with, right?
I do, yes. That could be it. F for mind tricks.
I agree.
So I've come across a couple things.
Okay.
One, a bull spider is a real spider.
Okay.
Name it that then.
It's very creepy.
Listen, we've cut off arrowfish and a bunch of other fish that are real fish.
Yeah. But also, the spider bull, the Ushioni, is a yokai.
Then get Damara in here.
I don't think it has anything to do with this ship. Okay. Based on what I'm reading.
It's not about falling off cliffs or anything.
No.
Yeah, no. If we're going to get the yokai stuff in here, get Damara in on this.
Yeah.
And then we can talk.
Yeah.
As of the moment, unclever, uninspired, F.
The closest thing, and even this is a real stretch, is that the Ushioni roams like a seaside looking for victims to spin up and eat as a spider.
Okay, but that's just a Vriska thing.
I know. Yeah, okay, no, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. What did you all say when I was reading?
F.
F? Okay, Spider Bull gets an F. That's fine.
Tavros and Aridin as hipster PB&J.
Hate it. F.
You think this would be vegan PB&J if it were made today?
What? No.
Because hipster, like, I feel like if Homestuck were remade today, hipster wouldn't be like quite on top of the consciousness as everything. I think it would be like either vegan or organic or something that's pretentious. Like I know that Aridin does have those hipster vibes, but I think they're just more pretentious vibes that can be translated into other shit.
Okay, it's a bowl and a fish. There's nothing vegan about this.
I'm just saying.
No, I see your vision.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I still don't like it.
Well, no, it's like still bad.
It's still very bad.
I don't think hipsters have as much of a cultural impact for the youth these days.
Okay. It is also, I will say, okay, I'm going to come to bat for it. Oh. All right. I still think it's bad, but I'll come to bat for it. It's not just hipster because Aridin's kind of a hipster. It's hipster PB&J because PB&J is Tavros and Gamze.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So this is the hipster PB&J.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the noun hipster is because of Aridin, and hipsters were more of a cultural phenomenon. And now, if we're going to, like, have to have a separator from what PB&J is with Gamze and Tavros to be with Aridin, we might choose organic or something.
Yeah, but I think this is a little cleverer than that. Just a little.
I guess.
Like, the specific use of the word hipster has a place here, is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I still think it's like a D, maybe.
Oh, I still think it's like an F.
Okay.
I like this less than PB&J. No, this is still an F.
Yeah. I don't like ship names that require you to know other ship names.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just the way that my brain works because I, like, isolate everything, but...
No, I'm with you.
Ugh. Yeah, hipster PB&J gets an F.
I learned on Jukebox, the Ghost podcast, that you don't have to cough. If you feel like you're going to cough, you can just not. And I'm trying so hard. Anyway.
I am deeply sorry for your cough.
Anyway, continue.
Aradia and Carcat as Rusty Crab. Oh, no.
What does that mean?
Isn't it
the Krusty Krab? The Krusty Krab, but yeah. Rusty Crab.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's rusty and he's a crab.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Maybe if one of them were really into capitalism.
She was rusty, he was a crab. Can I make it any more obvious? No. F.
Bad. No, F. Yeah, awful. F. This is absolutely awful. Why I can't believe we had, like, two good ones in this entire string of bullshit. Rusty Crab gets an F.
Yeah, fuck it. The beta kids, all of them. All of them. As kids and fun.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Either. Hold on. It sounds like it might be, like, a store name, almost? Yeah. Hold on, let me look this up. What is
kidsandfun.com, the best site for kids and parents on the internet. The place for coloring pages, craft tips, wallpapers, and puzzles.
Mm. Oh my god. Okay. This is one of those really early ass, like, edutainment portals for kindergartners.
Nice.
I will say... Okay, look, if I'm going to play devil's advocate on occasion, I do appreciate that this is like an early internet thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, Homestuck Kids, early internet, it's a vibe that goes together.
Yeah.
I think that just gets it to a D, though.
Kids and Fun, having looked at the website for a minute, beyond the massive pop-up for cookie acceptance that they have... this website is for 5-year-olds. Like, the beta kids are not the target demo for Kids and Fun.
No, they're not. Yeah, I'd say D, maybe, if we're being generous.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, here's the thing, right?
They are kids,
like,
and they have fun.
Yeah, it's true. I just think that if we're gonna do big kid poly shipping stuff, right, it's difficult to reach the heights of Alpha Beta Soup, and it's gonna tarnish everything that can.
Yeah, this is definitely nowhere near Alpha Beta Soup. That's a fantastic one.
Get it out of here.
This is a D. Kids and Fun gets a D.
Jake and Dirk as Broccoli and Cheese. This sucks. This is a bad
one. This is so bad. I feel like they would both be offended if they knew this was a shit.
Yeah, they would. This is bad. This is an F automatically. Broccoli and Cheese is an F. It's gone. Bye.
Tavros and Carcat as Bull Crab.
No, you were saying there were some bullshit chips.
Ugh. Get out of here.
Boo.
I have to see this and listen to you say that. This is an F. Can this we just call this an F and move on?
Yeah.
Do we
it's
need
fine.
To explain ourselves?
No, we don't. He was bull, he was crab. Except they're kinda not.
Kiss
an F going on.
What if all these, like, referencing their signs were just actually the ships between the, between their Lusai?
Yeah.
Like, what if we were just replaced all of the ones that reference their zodiac sign with their Lusai?
Jack Noir and the Parcel Mistress has blackmail.
I mean, that's specifically Beck Noir. I think it should have been Jack Noir.
Nah, you're right.
Oh,
Or was that a you thing?
Hold on. I may have just used the exact same sprite for all of the Jack stuff.
That's fair. I just feel... I don't know.
Okay, pretend it... Pretend for a moment that it's Jack Noir standing there.
Though I do,
I agree.
Sorry, just like a little thing.
Actually,
huh?
Hold up. The sheet that you sent me says PM/Beck Noir.
Oh, terrible!
Oh, awful! What?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Why would it say Beck Noir?
Don't know.
That's bad. Get that out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because it would be so good if it was Jack Noir.
Like, if it's Beck Noir in PM, then we've got so much more dog shit to worry about.
Right.
Right.
Like, this is pre-her, like, being a dog.
Yeah, I think my problem here is that these two versions of the characters that are on screen never interact, right?
Well, yeah, they don't interact. She's just there when he murders everyone.
And then she puts on the ring and
then
she goes, and then she's done.
Yeah, they barely exist at the same time.
Yeah.
Relative to each other.
Right.
Like,
so, like, blackmail is a good ship name for this before the dog shit. But after the dog shit, no, you gotta lean into the dog rivalry.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. At least, even if we're doing this in the span of, like, 2 seconds or whatever that these people existed next to each other, lean into dog versus mailman.
Right!
As, like,
right. This is so annoying.
I don't like
this
it.
This is so annoying because it's so close to being good. Another version of this exact timeline character. Get this guy 5 hours in the past. This guy 5 hours ago. This same dude. No changes, but he doesn't have a ring on his finger.
I want to give it a good grade because it's a good ship name for these two, but it has to be a bad grade because, like, you explicitly use the wrong version.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Jack Noir and Beck Noir are the same person.
But the dynamic changes so much. Now he's hot.
I don't know if I agree with that. But okay.
I think he's hot no matter what you do to him.
Okay. But he had a glow up. Anyway, I don't know. It breaks my heart that they said Beck Noir.
How about we split the difference? Call it a C.
Yeah.
Okay. Blackmail gets a C for confused.
Confused, but it's got the spirit. Mindfang and Vriska as yo-hos.
This should have been all the pirates.
Yeah, no, Dualscar needs to be here. Aranea needs to be here.
I would be fine without Aranea in here just because she's only pirate. She's not pirate coded at all. Except for the fact that she's also Mindfang. But, like, I mean, Aridin, because Vriska and Aridin went off and did pirate shit. It very at least needs to be like the pairs of Vriska, Aridin, and their ancestors.
Does Mina get to be here?
Mina gets to be here too, yes.
Anyway, this is bad.
Solik, yeah, with two eye patches on, needs to be here.
Even if this was all the pirates, I wouldn't be in.
No,
this.
It's still bad.
Yeah,
I just want there to be more poly ships, and they have so many opportunities for them, and they miss.
Like, I get it as like the pirate Yo-Ho thing, but like the way that the Yo-Ho's implies that they're both like really promiscuous.
It also implies someone saying it to them.
Okay, you know what? Actually, I have one very specific way in which I like this ship name, but it doesn't involve any of the characters on screen, strictly.
Okay!
Is it if there was a comma?
It works. It works if it's Mina specifically at the head of a polycule of all of the pirate trolls, right? Because then it's something that Mina would say to all of her pirate hoes.
Yeah, that's true.
To get their attention, right? Because she's the captain. Like, if Mina was the captain of the pirate ship and they were all her polycule, this would be fine.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But none of that is true.
None of that is true.
I've just written a compelling fanfic.
Yeah, so this is an F.
And this is an F.
Yeah. Yo-Ho's is an F.
Dave Sprite and Aradia Sprite as Sprite Time.
I like it.
Because they're both sprites and they're both time.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And neither of them can enjoy a sprite anymore.
All right, fine.
I immediately heard a get out from the background after I said that.
All right, fine.
Go let them know they have good comedic timing.
Certainly.
Yeah. Encourage them more.
A D?
Yeah, I mean, this is...
I think it deserves a C just because, like, these are the two time sprites.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, C. Sprite time is a C.
John and Jade as Dorksest.
This is funny. This is cute. I mean, I like...
This is good.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I feel like it does fit them more than it fits any other sus chip. Like...
They do get called dorks.
They are dorks.
Because they are.
Yeah.
Intensely.
Like, if you say dork in a Homestuck context, right, your brain goes to these two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a B.
I think it's an B, maybe even an A.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an A. It's still kind of uninspired. It's still kind of a basic name.
Okay.
I'll say a B. That's fine.
B.
All right, Dorksest is a B.
Rufio and Horus as Mechanical Bull.
Is this because Rufio gets mechanical centaur legs in, like, one of the not like the Rufio we talked to, but in one of the, like, the big, all the alternate timeline people show up and one is Rufio with centaur legs?
I want it to be that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose to believe that it is.
Instead of something very basic and annoying?
Yes. I like it if it's about that. But like a C, kind of like it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mechanical Bull gets a C. I don't have any strong opinions on this one, honestly.
Yeah, fair. I'm not reading this one.
You're not? Okay, fine. It's John and Aridin as Jonathan.
I think it's cute.
I actually really like this as a
now
pun.
This is the mime sorry energy talking.
I don't see it. This doesn't make me sad.
Okay, you, I don't know what's wrong with you. You have been sold on the energy at this point. With this one, I can't, no. This makes
Jonathan
me equally as sad.
But it's like, because Aridin has a lisp. Jonathan.
No.
Jonathan.
No.
Is Aridin explicitly stated as having a lisp?
No, Solix is
not.
But
I knew Solix is.
It's not even a lisp. It's just like
he's Irish.
It's just like a British accent.
He's Irish.
Yeah. It's just the right kind of British accent. I don't like this.
Would it be Cockney to say Jonathan?
Yeah, it's a little Cockney. Which, as a side note, it's really funny to me that everybody keeps portraying Aridin with, like, Irish and Cockney accents, because they're, like, quote-unquote, like, low-class.
Yeah, I was about
British
to say Cockney.
Culturally.
Yeah. Fucking, there's a whole play about that, whole musical, about how Cockney accents are low-class.
Anyway.
I just like the pun.
No, I hate it.
I love it.
Look, you That's... two... Look, you two are going to rate it, and then I'm going to bring down your average with D. But, fucking, I'm going to get outvoted, so whatever.
Yeah.
I really like this. I feel...
No.
An A?
Like
no,
I'm putting...
An A?
I feel like I'm putting it way too high and saying an
betrayed.
A.
I'm being betrayed.
A?
Everybody saw it happen. Everybody watched you stab me in the back like this.
Well, you know, if you edited the video, you'd get to put your own little sneak peek about what your actual thoughts are.
That's why I'm making them well known right now. I am... The Ides of March have come. I'm being fucking eviscerated upon the Senate floor as we speak.
I'm gonna edit it to make you say that you love it. I'll just copy audio from somewhere else where you say you really like it.
I love it. It's Jonathan. So good.
Lucky for you. Lucky for me, I never said the name.
Right. You're right. So it would be more like
bases.
Jonathan. As we splice it together.
We'll see how much effort Jax is willing to put in.
None.
Because that's the amount of effort I would put in for that bit.
Yeah.
But I know it's not the amount of effort Jax would put in.
No. Jax is not. Put in the
so it's an S?
Okay, well that's a little
oh
too
my
far.
God.
No. that's wrong, yeah, I know. Okay, we split the middle, two A's and a D is a B.
Are we really gonna give
I appreciate
that?
It.
Are you being nice to Dami?
What that's how we've done this before.
Did we do that for Mime Sorry?
Where one of us
No.
No, we did not.
Yeah, no, I'm getting outvoted. That's okay.
But you countered, and in the actual video, and it's fine.
I did.
Sorry, audio-only listeners.
Yeah.
Look, just get this out of my face, please.
Jonathan gets a B.
I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Shut up.
Shut up! No! Aradia and Equius as Iron Maiden. I'm sold. It's a B.
Really?
Yeah.
So
after the last thing I had to look at,
you can't
yes,
do that. You can't give palate cleansers
That's
a
not...
higher grade. This wasabi, this ginger, is actually so much better than the sushi that this is my favorite thing so far. That would be funny, though.
Here's the, I do like Iron Maiden as like a name. I think it has the potential to be very clever and cool, but I don't see any link between the music or the torture device.
It's just because
in this ship,
like, it, to me, it just describes Aradia because she was an Iron Maiden because she was a robot, and
but it's Equius who made her that.
Yeah, yeah, but like. He isn't the Iron Maiden. He just has degradation kinks.
Yeah, she's his Iron Maiden.
But there's no possession in here. It's just Iron Maiden. That's just Aradia.
I disagree. I think that there is implied Equius.
I think if you put an S...
calling Aradia that.
If you put an S on the end, it would just be Aradia, Aradia, and there would be no thought of Equius. No one would be like, oh, Iron Maiden, well, Equius made that, so maybe he should be in here somewhere. No.
You know what? You know what? You've actually sold me on an entirely different ship, which is Aradia Bot and Jade Bot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait.
Like, I'm not saying Iron Maiden is the worst ship name. I'm just saying that is about as bad as things we've rated D's and F's.
I think it's a C at least.
I think it's a C because it's got a little bit more than just slamming he was iron, she's a maiden.
Because he wasn't iron.
No, I... Oh. Look, I get where you're coming from, that it's mostly about Aradia here, but it's about what he did to her. And I think that means that they're both...
Well, in, maybe we should just add Friska in here.
Why?
Because it was her idea. Obviously, she was the mastermind behind everything. And because that was the whole joke, right? Is that Friska was trying to take credit for what Equius did?
Yeah, but the joke is that she actually she's trying to take credit for it, and she wasn't actually involved at all.
Yeah, but if Equius gets to be part of Iron Maiden, then so does Friska.
No, because Equius actually did it. Friska did not.
But Friska did everything.
Okay, I can't believe we're having this argument right now.
Hold on, Jax. Are you saying that Iron Maiden would go up a letter grade if Equius wasn't here and it was just Aradia?
No, I'm saying it's not a good ship name. Like, Omnipotent Trickster wasn't a good ship name because it was just Doc Scratch.
Right, but, like...
But it's not just Aradia. It's the...
Yeah. The name itself is very Aradia-centric. But we have to look at the greater context of it, I feel like.
It's not just that Omnipotent Tricksters was a bad ship name because it was only talking about Doc Scratch. It was also a bad ship name because it didn't say anything about them in relation to one another. Right? Like, if the ship name was descriptive of Doc Scratch, but it felt like a way that Damara would have actually viewed him, I would have bought that ship name more. This has something like that going on, where yes, it is technically a descriptor of Aradia, but it is a descriptor of Aradia that Equius is explicitly responsible for being applicable.
I think you're just not going to convince me.
Okay, and that's all right. But you're not going to convince me either.
I Wait, was pretty on. Clear on that. I figured that long ago.
I've found something.
Okay.
This might be a huge stretch. It probably is. It's probably 100% unintended by whoever wrote this.
Death of the author. Go on.
Remember when Aridia first got the robot body?
Uh-huh.
And it was, it was literally programmed to have romantic feelings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is an Iron Maiden song called All in Your Mind.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, it's a real big, real big stretch.
Okay. By that point, we really should be adding Vriska in here.
I can accept that one. Anyway, can we say C?
Yeah, we can say C.
Jax?
I actually didn't care about it being C. Your reasoning's just there.
God damn it.
I was fine with C.
Iron Maiden gets a C, and why are you arguing? Why are you making this longer? You're making this worse on yourself.
No, it's just your reasoning was wrong. I just liked it more than some of the other ones. Like, I didn't mind it.
My reasoning was great.
No.
Jade and Feferi as the witches were missing somebody.
I assume that this came out before Act 6. That this was created before Act 6.
Okay, but we haven't given the benefit of that doubt to anything else.
I have. I brought it up multiple times.
They sure are witches.
D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, D.
That's fine.
Witches gets a D.
Aradia and Carcat as Ghost Crab.
Is Ghost Crab anything?
People are going to get so annoyed with the fact that I don't pronounce her name consistently.
That's fine. I mean, Ghost Dad is something. I think this would have been funnier if it was Carcat's Lussis. Because Ghost Dad's a thing. Ghost Crab.
It's frustrating me that there's not another syllable in here, because my brain wants to do a Rock Lobster thing, but there's no other syllable for
it. Ghost Crab Dad! Again, shouldn't be Carcat, should be Carcat's Lussis.
It's a D, technically correct.
I will also go with a D, but add on the fact that ghost crabs look really fucking cool.
That's fair. They do.
Yeah. Ghost Crab gets a D.
Tavros and Dave as Burned Disc. Do I like this?
I like the name. I don't know if I like it for them. I don't know who I like it for.
I feel like somebody's trying a little bit too hard.
Yeah. Like, it's theoretically because of the sick fires, bro.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's the sick fires, and they both talk about recording a mix, and, like...
Yeah.
And Dave's a... But it's also because Tavros burned Dave, and Dave is the disc, right?
Yeah.
Like,
look at the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's... All the threads connecting this together are, like, very loose.
Yeah. This is like a D, but I think it's the D that I like the most, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
D,
okay.
Parentheses, positive. I'm gonna have to make that stamp, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
You are.
It's literally just rearranging the words. Like, you type more letters. That's all it
I
is.
I know, but then it's another thing out there. It's another in my list of things I have to scroll through to grab.
Do you not just copy it and then change the letters?
No, that changes all of them. That changes every fucking goddamn letter.
We cannot be doing editing advice in the middle of the podcast,
okay,
fellas.
Okay. You're fine. You're right. Burned Disc gets a C or a D ROM.
Bad.
Get out of here. John and Nepeta as airship.
I think this should have been air as in H-E-I-R.
No.
And then also put Equius in here.
This is already an F.
No!
But if you had made this air as in the class, it would have been even more an F.
Listen,
it would have smashed through the floor down to G somehow.
No, I like it. I like it.
Why?
I don't. Yeah, go explain yourself.
Air shipment.
Oh my god! Fuck you! This is Mime Sorry over again.
It's not. I just think what? It's funny. I just like it. I think it's cute.
You just like the words in your mouth.
I like Mime Sorry more for doing that, but I just think air shipment's funny, and I think it'd be funnier if it was H-E-I-R. And then you can throw Equius in there.
Why is it funny?
I don't know. It just is.
Explain it to me, because I don't understand.
There's nothing to explain. It is what it looks like. There's no secret thing that I'm hiding from you. There's no reference that you don't have. I just like it.
Jax just likes the funny words in there, man.
But it's just air shipment.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even...
I like it.
It's not... It doesn't... It doesn't
I like it.
I like your funny words, Magic Man.
Sometimes I feel like the heel of my own podcast.
We do our damnedest to make you... Yeah, this is hard. This is hardcore.
No, bump it up one letter. What? One
why?
Letter. Because
give me one reason why.
Because I'm a little,
you can't.
I'm a little baby. I'm a little baby. Gotta bump it up a letter.
No. Hold on. We need to laugh. What do you actually want this rank to be?
Oh, what I want it to be?
Yeah. What do you actually rate this?
A for air, baby.
No.
Maybe
okay,
a B.
Okay.
But A for air.
Okay. No. A for air. I'm gonna take that.
What?
And I raise you, it smashes through the ground twice for both me and Dami to an H for air.
I see what you did. Hoisted on my own petard.
Alright. So yeah.
Look, you know what we think. Jax, you're gonna stamp whatever letter you want on this.
I stamped the real letter on that one too, and then in smaller parentheses below it, I put the correct letter.
Look, I just have to acknowledge that you have the power and we can't stop you.
I got the power.
Move on, please.
What did we say for it?
Okay,
are you sticking with F? Are you not giving me a D? Give me the D,
Justin. I'm giving you Jack.
Kanaya and Aridin as anglerfish.
I don't quite get it.
Because she glows.
No.
Okay. I guess.
F.
I'm just trying to turn Unfun. This into the Magnus archives and it's not working.
I also want this to be an F because I hate that reasoning. Like, I already didn't get it and was going to give it an F, but I hate that reasoning.
I'm fine with that. I don't give a shit.
Okay, cool. Anglerfish gets an F.
I can't do these back-to-back where I defend something y'all hate. gotta take a break.
Jake, Dirk, and Roxy as Irish Whiskey.
Why is Dirk here?
Dirk's also Irish, I guess.
I mean, Jake's not Irish, but they pretend that he's British, and that's on the same set of islands. Like, because Irish whiskey, it's just, like, creamy, right? I'm trying to just put Dirk in here. And I don't understand where Dirk is in this.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know anything about alcohol, like, in the slightest.
Because I know that, like, an Irish coffee is, like an Irish liqueur is, like, creamy, and you put it in, like, coffees and stuff. Is it because whiskey looks orange?
Does whiskey look orange?
I'm looking at some pictures, and sometimes it looks a little orange.
I thought it was like a brown. Well,
Google Irish whiskey, and you tell me.
I can't. I'm ordering Papa John's.
Order me some Papa John's, and then look up whiskey.
Don't make
I'm
me
ordering
order
Papa
pizza.
John's for me. Come over here, and we'll fight about it.
Well, there's a winter weather warning. So
yeah, it's been snowing for like 20 hours straight almost over here.
Yeah,
and it Christ. All melts the instant it touches the ground. It's still too warm for this.
Same.
So F, right?
Yeah, it's just because it looks kind of orange, I think. Oh, that was some terrible noises. Excuse me. I'm getting lost on the Wikipedia page. So, yeah, I mean, Jake isn't Irish. Dirk shouldn't be here. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, it's, and this is an F. There's way too much wrong with it.
I hate to do this with one of the few poly ships, you know?
Yeah.
Look, poly ships can have bad names, too.
Yeah.
Quality.
Do you agree? Do you agree this is just...
Oh, yeah, my bad. I thought we already decided. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay. I was ordering food. I wasn't listening to anything.
I mean, I never said F. I was just, like, not arguing, I guess.
It's an F.
Next up, we have John and Roxy as Roxygen.
Fucking 10 out of 10, perfect pun name.
I used to not understand this name up until a few months ago, maybe. I didn't understand it, and I hated it because I didn't get it.
When we started talking about this project?
Yeah.
Did you just not get the pun?
Yeah, I didn't get the pun. Like, I knew...
Did you think it was Roxy Jen?
Yes. And
I get it.
Everyone, I like, because yeah. I hadn't really heard it before until people started talking about the epilogues. I mean, I heard it before that. Like, obviously, it's been a shit before that, so I heard it sometimes, but like, I never heard it a lot until the epilogues, right? And I just kept seeing it, and I'm like, what does this mean? So, but now I get it.
There's a big difference between reading it and like hearing somebody say Roxygen,
which is so weird because it's so true. Many of these are like. Made by people who only communicate via text.
Yeah.
But if you already know what it is, then that's fine. Then you get it. But anyway. So I have a hard time rating it too highly just because of this lingering thing, but I'll default to y'all.
I mean, it's iconic. I've never been the biggest fan of it, but it is iconic. I'm willing to give it a B. But, yeah, I don't have a good reason why I never supervived with it.
I really just like the pun.
It's a pretty decent pun. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Although, now that I think about it, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Because breath is much more carbon dioxide.
No, he also has to inhale. Inhale that sweet, sweet Roxygen. Right.
Okay.
Did that sell you?
Did that sell you on what you were already sold on?
Yeah. Look. I just really like the pun. This is top tier for me. This is a good name.
Ugh, could in not my brain. Agree less, but fair enough. Valid.
So we're going to be on very opposite ends of the spectrum with this. Jax, what do you rate it?
I don't know. To me, it's a C, but that's just because I was dumb for over a decade. So,
okay.
I mean, I said B, right? Like, yeah. I respect it. I don't personally dig it, right? But I respect its existence.
Because I do. And I want to put this in S, honestly. Like legit, I do.
Ugh, cannot agree with that. Like, I'll...
No, because here's the thing. If I say S, and you say B, then that evens out to an A. But if Jack says C, that brings it down to a B, so you're correct.
This is fair.
You won. You got it right. Roxygen gets a B.
All right.
Sometimes I think me and Dami fight more for our stuff than you do. Gotta find a hill to die on, Justin.
Look, this isn't about finding a hill to die on. This isn't about trying to change your minds. It is about everybody putting their opinion out there, and then you take an average.
I think we might have had some fundamental misunderstandings about what this is about.
I'm not going to tell you what the name is to you. I'm going to say what it is to me. To me, Roxygen is an S because I love it. It's fun to say. It evokes. It's a really good portmanteau. Like,
I don't think it's that good, but go off, I guess.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's just funny. Like, me and Tommy do fight a lot.
Yeah, it's also been 2.25 hours, and we've gone through approximately 40 of these.
Well, let's continue.
Please. Okay, Gamzee and Aridin as jellyfish.
I think this only works within the context of PB&J as a ship. Like, yeah. I just don't think you naturally jump to... Gamzee being grape jelly, because grape isn't even in here without knowing about PB&J.
Yeah, under the surface, this is PB&J.
This is absolutely another one that's just reliant on another ship to understand. And even when you do, it's still bad. Also, jellyfish aren't fish.
I don't care enough about that.
This
already doesn't work. Yeah, it's an F. Jellyfish is an F.
Okay, kind of a short one, I say, as it's over 2 hours long. But, you know, a short one for one of these, because fuck dry air. I need to get my humidifier set up. But anyway... thank you guys for listening and or watching. If you have any opinions about the ship names, put it in the comments. I actually have a pin of that. Put it in the comments on my... Anyway. or get in the comments. Not put it in the comments. You know what I mean.
Come on, Jax. Get your bread and butter mulligan.
Right. Anyway, point being...
You of all people should be on top of this.
Why me of all people? Okay, that's fine.
You're a Brennan.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to argue this point. Anyway, I do have a list of all the ship names that we use in this video, plus some that are just portmanteaus up on livelaughstuck.com. I need to get the slash set up so you can just go slash ship names. So maybe by the time this comes out, it'll be homestuck.com. livelaughstuck.com/shipnames. Hopefully. If not, just go to livelaughstuck.com and click on a tab, you lazy ass.
It's literally a link up there. You just click on it. It's just one more click, I promise. And I might start adding more because I found some that I like that we just didn't find before this. And we're not adding any more to this. So, sorry. Anyway.
Did you just say we're not.
Adding any more? No, we are not adding more. Okay. We are not adding more to this. I'm not saying there might not be a DLC pack in the far future. At my 10-year anniversary. But
don't do these things.
You know what else is on my website? Links to my newsletter, which is the second best place to figure out what's going on with me. I only publish it once a month. So, you don't got to get sworn with a bunch of emails. The first best place is in my Discord, which is linked everywhere in the show notes on the website, because the website also has my show notes. That's also where the newsletter is, but the website has like a specific tab for my newsletter. The show notes also have links to stuff that Justin and Dami are doing. So that's exciting. Anyway, I will see you in the next one of these. I mean, I'll see you in an episode that's not one of these, but they'll probably not see you until the next one of these. I don't know. Goodbye. Thank you to Dami for composing the theme song and editing the episode. You can find more of her work at soundcloud.com/dominothief. Shout out to our fakest fan tier supporters, Danny the Spoon Lord and Tezrak. You can become a supporter and receive early episodes and bonus content for as little as $1 a month over at ko-fi.com/jacksyaks, or simply give a one-time tip. For information on and links to my other projects, head over to jacksyaks.com. Thanks again for listening.